You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Hey, this is Mike Breed of the Stoplight Network, and I'd like to take a couple of minutes to talk about Pocket LabWorks iOS app, Pocket Hertz. I pronounce it Pocket Hertz, but it's spelled Pocket HZ. Pocket Hertz is a free app that works on any generation iPad, the iPhone 4S, the iPhone 4, the iPhone 3GS, or the third or fourth generation iPod Touch. The app also requires iOS 4.3 or greater to run. The best feature about Pocket Hertz is its tuning abilities. By using either the built-in microphone on your device or any guitar connector, you can tune an acoustic, electric, or bass guitar over an 8-octave range from C0 to C8. You can also tune any reed or string instrument such as the violin or cello. Handy, right? Pocket Hertz worked quite well for me in my tests, and I was able to tune my Dean electric guitar without any hassles. It was really handy getting back in tune when restringing the guitar last week. The tuning feature makes the app worth downloading by itself, but it does more. Pocket Hertz also comes with Pocket LabWorks' popular Song Trainer app built in. With Song Trainer, you can select any music from your iOS device's music library and play along with it. You can control the pitch and speed to accommodate your playing level. And you can set the music to loop so that you can keep playing the same song without ever having to stop and restart it each time you want to play it. This is really helpful for those times when you're trying to learn a new song and you need to play it, about 10,000 times to get it right. At least I do. Pocket Hertz is a great little app that doesn't do a lot, but it is an excellent free tuner for anyone who doesn't want to spend $10 or more on a dedicated amp system app. I'm going to rate Pocket Hertz an 8 out of 10 because it really is a great utility for musicians, and best of all, it's free. Take a look at it on the iTunes Store today. This has been Mike Breed of the Stoplight Network. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Mike. Now it's my turn. I want everybody to listen to this. Listen very carefully. Hear that whirring noise? Listen carefully. I'm not sure if you can hear it. Okay, I'll turn it off now. Here's the off switch. I am being cooled by a tiny USB fan. Let's get the specs on this thing. It's called the Arctic Breeze USB desktop fan. It's still plenty warm here in Tucson, Arizona. It's hitting the 100 degree Fahrenheit mark just about every day for another few weeks till it cools off into the 90s. So I have my Arctic Breeze USB desktop fan, which I can see on the internet for about $8 or $9, designed by Arctic from Switzerland. It's USB powered with a long, about a 5 or 6 foot white USB cable. And the nicest thing about this cable is, for example, it's plugged into my lampshade prehistoric iMac at the moment. And even when I plug it in, it powers up the fan, but it doesn't even turn on the computer, meaning the computer is in sleep mode and the USB port has enough power to power this fan at a fairly substantial amount of wind without even having the computer be on. Let's see, what else do you need to know? An on-off switch. You can make it anywhere from, let's get the capacity on this. Let's get the specs. From 800 to 1800 RPM. And the power is 5 volts, just like you'd expect from a USB port. The cable length is 1.8 meters. That's just under 6 feet. And the weight is 265 grams. So that's about a half a pound or so. And it works. It's adorable. So it's about the height of my hand stretched out, a little bit less than that, from the tip of my pinky to almost the end of my thumb. Just don't put your hand near it when it's running at full capacity, because it's an unprotected fan blade. So it will nick you a little bit. It won't hurt you, but it does have a non-stick base, fairly substantial for a little thing. It folds in, it holds it in place, and the number one favorite feature, even more than the fact that it's got this long USB cable that doesn't even need to turn on the computer when I plug it into the computer, is that it's got an adjustable neck. A gooseneck. What do we call this? Do we call this a gooseneck? I think that's what I used to call a gooseneck microphone. Let's see what they call it. They call it adjustable neck. So it's got a neck that's about, 3-4 inches, so you can wiggle it around and have it go just about any direction. This is a fabulous addition to our lineup of wonderful products here at App Minute. Thanks to Mike Breed. Thanks to the Arctic Breeze. And we'll have the links to Arctic Breeze on our show notes here at appminute.com. Lots more good stuff coming up every episode. Thanks for listening. John Nemo signing off.
If you're a technology fan, make sure you check out TechFan, hosted by me, Tim Robertson.
And me, David Cohen. We're all about technology. We like to geek out on pretty much anything, if it's technical, if it's a gadget, if it's the movie or the music industry. You name it, we're talking about it.
And you know, David, unfortunately, unlike most other great podcasts, we don't really plan out our shows. It's more of a stream of thought thing.
Yeah. For better or for worse, you listen to it and you be the judge.
You know, a good example of that, David, would be this ad, because we didn't plan for this.
What did you say? What do I say?
I don't know. What, is it your turn or is it my turn to talk now?
I lost track.
I did too. But you know, you won't lose track if you listen to TechFan, part of the Stoplight Network of Podcasts.